All right, sharp betting in the morning. Hello to C. Husker, who is watching us on TV. Wave at him. He said, yeah. Good morning from Fort Worth, Texas. Still listen to the show as much as I can.
Good morning.
Appreciate y'all.
Good morning.
Fred wants to know, how come we haven't mentioned Alex Kahn? Silence is golden.
I was trying to put my earphone.
Oh, okay, okay. I'm sorry. I caught you off guard there with Alex Kahn talk. I could have said Michael Lynn. Here's John. Good morning, John.
Hey, Gary. How you doing this morning?
Good, John. How are you?
Good. Hey, DB.
What's up, John?
Hey, first, guys, thank you guys for all the coverage you guys do of high school sports. You know, I was listening to Sam and Damon yesterday, and it is a little frustrating from a fan that, you know, I love Nebraska high school sports and the Metro especially. And you kind of get these, nobody watches more high school kids than you two, you know, Gary, with your coverage, which I think that's the thing that kind of gets lost in this is Thursday night football has really raised the profile of high school football in this community. I mean, I know my kids, I mean, you know, the guys have watch parties if they're not happening to play on that Thursday and trying to find where they can get the reruns and when that game's going to get played, you know, all teams across the Metro, that's a huge service to it. And, you know, I'm listening to these Nebraska beat guy, you know, the beat writer guys call in, and I get why this is a deal, right? Because it doesn't make Nebraska look good, and especially Frost, and how he's handled this thing. So Gary, we got to agree just so Damon, so we can follow Damon's deal from yesterday. We got to quit referring to Zane as the guy without the Nebraska offer. So here's my solution. I think we just need to start referring to him as the Oklahoma recruit that Frost has never talked to, because I don't think most Nebraska fans know that.
Wow.
That he has never spoken to the kid. And what does that say? You know, what light does that shine on your coach? It's a question I'm asking.
It doesn't sound good.
That's odd. Not to have any conversation whatsoever.
So put yourself, not that I, Damon, I'm waiting, but I'm going to draw you a picture here. So you're a 16, 17-year-old kid, grew up as a Nebraska fan,
okay.
Would have went to Nebraska, would have loved to have been the guy that fixes what's happening down there, has said that 2 years ago, said that. I was Memorial Stadium when he said it. And you're a 16, 17-year-old kid, everybody's showing you all this love. You're visiting different coaches across the country, and within the first 5 minutes of every conversation, they want to know what's wrong with you, because your local program 35 miles down the road doesn't give you the time of day. It doesn't even call. It's not an offer thing. Doesn't even give you the courtesy to call. Damon, me and you both know the story why he even got the first call.
Yeah,
and it wasn't from Frost, you know.
Yeah.
It took some prodding just to get a 45-second, hey, we know you're alive down there in Gretna, you know. But imagine that kid sitting there, and that's the first question, in the first couple minutes of every conversation, going, there must be something wrong with this kid. And there ain't nothing wrong with this kid. He doesn't self-promote himself, you know. He's quiet. He's doing everything the right way. And this isn't Nebraska should have given him offer. If he doesn't fit down there, he doesn't fit down there. That's that staff's job, you know what I mean, to pick the guy they want. I'm a Nebraska fan. I hope they made the right choice. But when you're sitting in Ryan Day's office at Ohio State and he's telling you where you're on their recruiting board at, and that, you know, if you feel like, you know, committing to somewhere else, go ahead. We're still going to pick up the phone and keep calling you. And then, you know, hey, what is the story? You know, what is the story? And the kids just got to go, don't know. I've never been told. You know, never been told.
John, is that still a thing?
Is what still a thing?
That like people bring that up because he's been so heavily recruited. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's still a thing. Of course it's still a thing.
Huh.
You know, because, I mean, Damon, I mean, these guys do their due diligence. I mean, this is a, you know, quarterback's probably, you know, the most important position these guys recruit. They can't mess up, especially when you're talking a top 20, top 25 quarterback, you know, where you're only taking one in a class, you know, they've got to, you know, they got to turn over every rock. And when, you know, down in Lincoln, they're not even, you know, your home school 35 miles away isn't giving you the courtesy of even explaining what's going on, you know, with them. I get it. I mean, Verduzco was in love with the Mooney kid from Louisiana. I could write a book on the research I've done with. I mean, a kid starts four games his sophomore year, and we offer the kid, you know, and then where's he now? You know, the kid promotes himself, says, you know, my dad's a Husker fan. I love Nebraska. He gets a Nebraska offer, gets all these other Nebraska, I mean, gets all these other D1 offers, and then commits to Vanderbilt. Now, I mean, I don't even know where he's at right now. I tried to find.
I think he's
still in the portal.
So I think he wants to play both sports at a lower level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so we went all in on that kid 2 years ago, you know, and then the Raiola thing, and we were never getting Dylan. I mean, the reason Ohio State wasn't going after a 23 kid harder is because 2 months ago they knew they were getting him. You know, and
yeah.
They were just like, we've got time in the 23 cycle because we know we got our 24 wrapped up. Number one player in the country. That's awesome.
Hey, so why do you think he committed so early? Just because of his personality?
He loves it. He loves it there, and it's a great fit. And that's why this worked out perfect for everybody involved, okay? He's going to go to a program that his skill, he will flourish there. He would have flourished in the Big Ten. Don't kid yourself. And that's the narrative that, you know, Sam and these guys want to, you know, they want to push it off to the side and go, oh, he's a Big 12 quarterback, not a Big Ten quarterback.
It could have been a Northwestern.
Northwestern liked him. They got smoked. They got left at the altar by their 22 quarterback. So they got scared that they were, you know, they saw the talent there. They've been to Gren a couple times watching him throw last fall. But they got scared. They saw where he was headed, and they were afraid that they'd get left at the altar, you know, once everybody else started knocking. So they took a local Chicago kid.
Hey, let me ask you one more thing. How does it work when schools say, hey, we want to come watch you throw? Like, is he just on demand? Or not on demand, like on command where, you know, you give him a couple of days' notice and that guy's slinging it on campus?
Or videoing it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Or videoing it, sending out, depending on what the recruiting windows are at that time. But, Zane is a Husker fan. Zane was a Husker fan. That's the other thing that, you know, this isn't some, let's spin this narrative on the message boards like this kid is some Omaha, you know, some Omaha kid that's got a problem with Nebraska. He's not. He was brought up a Nebraska fan. And nobody's like, you know, dragging his name through the dirt that way. He committed early because he loves Oklahoma State. Him committing to Oklahoma State is the best thing to happen to Nebraska guys with this whole narrative because it will calm down and kind of maybe go away until at least college. Because I tell you what, if he wasn't committed, it'd blow your mind the amount of guys that would be traveling through Grant watching this kid throw. And then the questions and the integrity of the program down in Lincoln would be even called more into question about their talent evaluation.
All right, let me sneak in one more quick question. You can roll the music, Shane. It's quick. I just want your opinion because you've seen them all. Who's preseason number one and who's now on your radar that maybe wasn't?
Well, I mean, the West Side Academy is number one.
I'm stealing that.
I got Bell West too. Just their depth. They've got so much depth in the skilled positions. Millard South really opened my eyes.
Yeah, me too.
Seven last week.
Me too.
that new system they're putting in, and I think they're going to have the perfect kid to run it. They jumped into my top five in a hurry. Not that they were already kind of there, but they jumped in up another past another team that I ain't going to say who. But no, that's what that's. I mean, you got the top two, and then you got a bunch of us that you got a bunch of teams in Metro that we'll have to see how they fill holes and how they come together. You know, but it's going to be a fantastic. Gary, when does the schedule come out for Thursday games? When do you know who you're going to get?
I mean, I know the schedule. I think they're a couple weeks away from releasing it, but it's a really good schedule. I mean, you'll enjoy it.
That first 5-6 weeks is going to be incredible.
Yeah. Week zero will be on TV as well.
It's going to be unreal.
John, thank you for the
call. Appreciate it, John.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.